The reading and homily today is from the book, Dr. Doreen Virtue, Daily Guidance from Your Angels. Message number 59, Meditate. Approach meditation with ease and a joyous escape. After all, you practice this activity naturally during moments of daydreaming or lucid awareness. Be unconcerned with rules or guidelines, lest this become a chore of drudgery. Instead, allow your mind to quiet itself at its own pace. And compassionately, let your body slow down of its own accord. This is meditation. It's a time when your mind is completely connected to your heavenly home. Think of it as hooking up to a fuel station when you're filled with energy, ideas, and tranquility. There are countless ways to calm your mind, and as we just mentioned, you shouldn't burden yourself with worries about your specific method. That you meditate is more important than how you do so. Closing your eyes and breathing deeply is one technique, as is sitting in front of an altar or relaxing outdoors in nature. The word meditate and medicate share the same root for good reason, since they're both approaches to health. Meditation is your free and portable healing agent whose only side effects are peace of mind and rejuvenation. Approach it as you would a delicious meal, for it's a true spiritual banquet. Enjoy your tranquil moments today in the spirit of feeding your needs and desires. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's very interesting that I was guided to write this homily because recently I have been focused on meditating regularly in the morning and in the evening for the past couple of weeks. I was inspired because I have been recently listening and reading the works of Dr. Joe Dispenza. So I began to contemplate. Meditation has been around for centuries, and many great people have spoken about the benefits of meditation. So I thought that I would start by looking at some of the definitions of meditating and what it means. Here are some of the definitions that I found online. Meditation is a loose term referring to any of a family of practices in which the practitioner trains their mind or self-induces a mode of consciousness in order to realize some benefits. Loosely, meditation refers to the state of mind when you are in yoga, in parentheses, in union, and actually means yoga, union. Meditation is a practice where an individual uses a technique such as mindfulness or focusing the mind on a particular object, thought, or activity to train attention and awareness and achieve a mentally clear and emotionally calm and stable state. Other definitions include to engage in contemplation, to engage in mental exercise, such as concentration on one's breathing or repetition of a mantra, for the purpose of reaching a heightened level of spiritual awareness, to focus one's thought on, reflect on, or ponder over, and to plan or project in the mind, intend, purpose. When I first started thinking about meditating, I thought, okay, now I have another job to do during my already too busy day. And what happens if I don't do it right? This put a negative spin on it. So when I read that, the angels say, you shouldn't burden yourself with worries about your specific method. That you meditate is more important than how you do so. That gave me some relief. Also, the fact that there are several definitions, so the question may be which one is right and which one is wrong. I believe that the more important question is which one resonates with you and which one makes you feel better after doing it. So I decided to dig a little deeper about the benefits and meanings of meditation. It struck me in the first definition above that it states, meditation refers to the state of mind when you are in yoga, and had in parentheses, in union. And I found Dr. Wayne Dyer's definition of meditation as follows. Meditation isn't just something we do to make ourselves more peaceful and to take some of the stress out of our lives. We do it because it's the only direct experience we can have of knowing God, because God is that which is indivisible. Everything else in the universe, in the physical world, is divisible. So the first major benefit is to know God. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about meditation as follows. We should never wait for science to give us permission to do the uncommon. If we do, then we are turning science into another religion. Meditating is also a means for you to move beyond your analytical mind so that you can access your subconscious mind. So the second major benefit is to access your subconscious mind. Abraham Hicks talks about meditation as follows. Meditation is a powerful tool. If we were standing in your physical shoes, we would meditate on a regular basis for the sweet relief of a quiet mind. There is no better way of stopping the momentum of something unwanted and to allow the momentum of something wanted than to meditate, other than getting a full night's sleep. So the third major benefit or reason to meditate is to quiet your mind. So why is it so important to quiet your mind? Dr. Joe states that when you think from your past memories, you only create past experiences. We think somewhere between 60,000 to 70,000 thoughts in one day, and 90% of those thoughts are exactly the same ones we had the day before. So if we're repeating the same 60,000 to 70,000 thoughts again every day, how do we expect our future to change? We cannot create a future by holding on to the emotions of the past. And Dr. Joe continues to say, the same thoughts will always lead to the same choices. The same choices will lead to the same behaviors. The same behaviors create the same experiences. And the same experiences will always produce the same emotions. And the very same emotions will drive your very same thoughts, and so you stay exactly the same. He says, don't make your meditations about that person, thing, or event in the past that holds you prisoner. Make it about your future self, who is free of their past. These are wonderful reasons to meditate, but the skeptics will say, where's the scientific proof that meditation is beneficial to your health? Dr. Joe Dispenza and many others have been studying the benefits of meditation and proven by measuring energy on human beings and in a room before and after various types of meditation. In his studies, the subjects do sitting, standing, walking, energy center, and pineal gland meditations for specific reasons and to attain specific results. So again, the type of meditation that you do for whatever reason is beneficial in its own way and has its own value. Dr. Joe states, imagine that meditation can make you have a younger brain. It can also cause your brain to grow new neurons, contrary to the antiquated theory that was once said that that was impossible. And he also says, if we find that telomeres are indeed lengthening in several days, that's just one more proof point that people are connecting to the energy of the unified field. And the telomeres are distinctive structures found at the ends of your chromosomes. They consist of the same short DNA sequence repeated over and over again. So by extending the length of the telomeres, the life of the chromosomes is extended, and your life is extended. These are the scientific reasons. Personally, I believe the best reason to meditate is because it makes us feel better, because we stop all that chatter in the brain, and we go into that quiet place and or space to escape our physical worlds for a little while. And that is always nice and to stop and look at the sunrise or the sunset or smell the flowers or walk in the forest or listen to the waves of the ocean. It is peaceful, quiet, and tranquil. So the thought today from the angels is, I meditate in whatever way feels most comfortable and natural. I am mentally at ease and fully connected to spirit. I allow myself the freedom to quiet my mind and listen. I just wanted to add a couple more quotes from Dr. Joe. Your personality creates your personal reality. Your personality is made up of how you act, how you think, and how you feel. So if you feel better with meditating, then you're creating your future. You're in the unknown, and from the unknown, all things are created. You're in the quantum field. And the best way to predict your future is to create it, not from the known, but from the unknown. When you get uncomfortable in the place of the unknown, that's where the magic begins. Thank you.